In the early 2000s, Ala al-Moussaoui immigrated from Iraq. She's now an American citizen. Her children and her life are here, but she's never forgotten her homeland. One day, while browsing the internet for pictures that would remind her of her country, she stumbled upon a Facebook page of Iraqi photographers and their work.
They are always posting beautiful pictures, different beautiful faces of Iraq, and it made me so happy looking at my country, being homesick in America, seeing fresh new images of different places all the time.
And so a project was born. Ala has put together an exhibition of photographs taken in Iraq by native photographers. It's called Iraq, Infinite Civilization, and it's on display at Avila University.
So I always wanted to do something to show the world what is Iraq, how is Iraq looks like. Always see media covers one part of the truth and doesn't show all sides of the picture. I always see on TV and newspapers and magazines featuring pictures of damaged places, injured people, bombing everywhere. Not so much about the beautiful nature, beautiful faces, great history, and amazing traditions.
The photographs detail every part of life in Iraq, from religious sites to public markets. A woman dressed in a black hijab stands on a boat. A man parasails through the air with the Iraqi flag streaming out behind him. A Kurdish woman dressed in traditional garments pours steaming hot coffee. Walking around the gallery, I asked Ala which photograph was her favorite. She immediately took me to the center of the gallery and pointed to a photograph of a pyramid-like structure.
It's a great shot. Look at it.
What is it?
It's the Zakurat in Nasiriya City or Nasiriya province in southern Iraq, one of the very historic places in Iraq.
It is very historic. The Zakurat was originally built in the 21st century BC. I asked her why she chose this picture.
Honestly, it just felt home. It felt roots and it felt history. So it represented everything that I wanted to be represented.
After touring the gallery, I sat down with Ala to talk about the larger impact she hopes the gallery will have.
I want to encourage people from different parts of the world and different cultures to share their culture with us. Yes, we are in the time of the internet and we can research stuff, but still I cannot see what a native's eyes see. I want to forge the path for other people to bring their culture and art and civilization and share it with us.
The exhibit's goal is not only to showcase the beauty of Iraq through Iraqi eyes, but to invite all immigrants to share the ways in which they see their own history, culture, and art. Her project underscores the idea that the richest and deepest cultural education of any country is often embedded in the art created by its own people. I'm Kristen Selby.